Have you ever had one of those days? You know, the kind of day that drives you back to bed, hoping to start over again? On those days, the clock seems to be racing, and everything you do takes more time than normal. You may be trying to deal with some critical issue or deadline at work, and your computer locks up. Or maybe you decide to stop at the bank on your way to work, and you pick the wrong line in the drive-thru. Somehow, the teller's gratitude for your patience comes across as hollow when you hear her say, "Thanks for your patience." Grr. I've had my share of those days, and when they come, I have to fall back on what I know to be true and right and good. In fact, Philippians 4 reminds us that our attention shouldn't be centered on our problems, but on God's consistent mercy and faithfulness. And it's right about then that I remember a passage from the book of Psalms, chapter 2. "Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." Sometimes I fail to see the humor in God's divine coincidences. Oh, the long-suffering he must have with our impatience, day after day, year after year. I am so glad that his mercies are new every morning, because my patience and attitude need renewal that often. So if your day isn't exactly going as planned, or if you find your sanctification tested at numerous points today, remember, hope in God, for you shall again praise him for the help of his presence. Don't focus on the petty stuff. Let the Holy Spirit direct your eyes to Jesus. He's still on the throne.